One of the melachos, one of the biblical prohibitions on Shabbos is the Isser of Bishul, is the prohibition of cooking food. And cooking is usually done over an open flame on a fire. So you cook raw food, you violate the Isser d'Araisa of Bishul, maybe, or Ofet. However, Midrabanan, the Chachamim also were concerned about something that's totally, fully cooked, and by cooking it, it's going to be knowing it's the Drabbanan, so they're concerned about that. So, for instance, what about if you? So, most of the time, let's say you cook the food on Erev Shabbos, you put the food in. So you put the food directly on the fire. So that's okay. The question is that by Shabbos, how cooked does it have to be that you could stay on the fire? Because we're concerned that if it's not cooked enough, Shema Yechata Gecholam, you're going to end up stoking the coals. So that's the machlokas in the Gemara between Chananya and the Rabbanan, whether, according to the Chananya, you only need machal ben drusoy, as long as it's one-third, a half, one-third. Machal ben drusoy was a criminal, he used to eat on the run, so he didn't have time for it to cook completely, so he ate what he had to eat. So according to Chananya, as long as it's cooked machal ben drusoy beforehand, it's okay. And the Rabbanan say no. It has to be mevasho kol tor, has to be fully cooked. It's a further discussion, how cooked, whether it has to be in its stomach viralo, let's say sometimes it can be fully cooked, but you still want it. So some say, according to the Rabbanan, you need its stomach viralo. Not only does it have to be fully cooked, but by cooking it more, it's going to make it worse. So it's a machlokas apostkim, whether we pass like Chananya or we pass like the Rabbanan, whether you need machol ben drosai or you need bishul kol tzarcho. So the Ramah seems to be Mako, like Chananya, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes is Machmir, and it seems to be a Machokas Mishnah Berurah Chazanish, in terms of Mishnah Berurah is Machmir, that we should really go with Rabbanan, and the Chazanish says, no, we pass like Chananya. So that's step one, that if you're putting the food on, and you want to leave it on the open flame, Erev Shabbos, it has to be minimally cooked to Machol Ben Drusai, and preferably Mevasho called Tzarcho. So if we pass like Chananya, and it's Machol Ben Drusoy, so it's not an issue. But let's say, since we don't know, it's a Machlokas HaPoskim. So what would, if you want to be Machmir like the Chachamim, like the Mishnah Berurah? So then, what could you do then if it's not cooked? So there's no way I can't warm up the food anymore. So that's where the blech comes in. That in order to cook on Shabbos, we have to make it that it's covered up, that you can't see the coals and everything, and you might come to stroke them. So Rav Moshe, so it's a discussion among the poskim, what do you have to actually cover up? So Rav Moshe seems to go with what Chazal always said, it's the fire you covered up, because they were concerned you're going to stoke the coals and change the fire. Rav Aaron Kalor seems to say, no, it's the knob. Today we turn the fire on with the knob, so you do the knobs. And Rav Abadi discusses maybe on this whole issue doesn't even apply today, because the Gemara's case was the coals were already there in Shema Yechata Begacholim. But the case of the knob, the case of turning things on, that's something new. So whatever, that's the Rabbi has a discussion. But either way, it's a machlokas Rav Moshe, Rav Aaron Kalor, whether you cover the fire itself or you cover the knobs. So that's the Dinas Shehiyah. So there's a new type of cooking, a sous vide. So it's like vacuum packed, that's what it means. So you put it into, it's kind of like a cholent pot. It's like a slow cooker. It's surrounded, it's cooking in a big, in a plastic bag, double wrapped or a strong vacuum pack. So in terms of Shehiyah, number one, so according to Chananya, it just has to be at least Machol Ben Drusoy, if you go with Chananya. And I guess in terms of, but then once it's cooking on Shabbos, so that you need, so it can cover up. I think the way the pot's set up, I don't know if you could cover it up. So you have to cover it. You have to rely on Rav Aaron Cutler, that if you cover up the knobs or the automatic thing, they'll it wouldn't be a problem. And then I'll have it to be so. So in terms of Shehiyah, so if you go with the Hananya and you go with Rav Aaron Cutler, so perhaps it could be worked out. But there's another major issue of Hadmana. Hadmana is insulating the food. So some say it has to be totally enclosed. That's the whole discussion which Shlomo Zalman has as well. Maybe it doesn't. In order to be violate Hadmana, you have to be in a Kli Rishon. So the sous vide is. And you have to have kavana to keep this stuff warm, to keep it hot. So the issue depends on the fourth condition. Well, is Gemara talks about putting like a cup of oil inside a pot of water, so they discuss whether that's hatmana or not. The Gemara says something's mutter. So the way the Mishnah Berurah, I think he holds that that's only if it's not totally enclosed, then it's mutter. But if not, it'd be aser. And the Chazon says holds that no, that even maybe partially enclosed is still aser. So the Chazon says that no, we should bring a raya from our Gemara. I think the Gemara in Daf Mem on Shabbos, that the Gemara says you could do it. You could put the oil surrounded by waters. He wants to say, based on the Gemara in Shabbos, that there is no hot mana if it's surrounded by water. So in order to discuss the kula of cooking on Shabbos, you have to, again, depend if the because it's hard to be mitzvah v'ra'lo because maybe the food keeps on getting better. So therefore, you have to have Hananya, Machol ben Drusai. You have to go with the one to Rav Aaron Cutler of Abadi, those who say the issue with the knobs. You could, because then in theory, you could cover up the knobs. And then you have to go with the Chazon Ish, the Mishnah Berurah is Cholek. He might say it is Hatmana according to the Chazon Ish, and then perhaps you could avoid the issue of Hatmana. That's regarding Shehiyah. There's another prohibition, Midrabanan, is so that helps us Friday night. You could do all these things. So what, in other words, so let's say you want to take, this is all when the food is on the flame. What happens if you want to take it off and put it back? So obviously if it's not cooked yet and you're going to cook it, you violated the Raisa. But what about solids? So in the conditions for Akzara, you need Bishul called Tzarcho, Daito Akzira, it has to be fully cooked, you have to have intent to put it back, the fire is covered, as we said, you need a solid. So this is good at night, you have the Tanai Akzara, Tanai of Chazara, but what do you do Shabbos day? You can't hold the thing all day. So what are you going to do about that? There's a concept they talk about of kedera gabi kedera. It's not mixi kamavasho. So you put one pop on top of another, and if it's not mixi kamavasho, it has to be solid and fully cooked. The Prima Gadin has a chumrah. He says the bottom pot can't be empty. But either way, there's a hetzer kedera gabi kedera. What about a hot plate? What about taking chicken out of the fridge and putting it on the hot plate? So Rabbi Willig, and perhaps it's the day of recording, Rav Moshe might say this, might not. But Rabbi Willig says it's mutter. He says it's not mechzei kamavasho. No one cooks on a hot plate. That could be Eretz Yisrael Chutzor, maybe in Eretz Yisrael they do, and Chutzor they don't, but many poskim acholik against Rabbi Willig Shita, that, and Rav Shachter says, as long as the food can get yad, so let it spo, so by definition, it's mixei kemavasho. And that's why others, Rav David Feinstein, Verbadi, they don't go for, they say it's a no-go, the hot plate can get yad, so let it spo, even non-adjustable, and therefore, they don't like. They say you can't use a hot plate. So what would you do then? So there's another eitzah. If you don't go with Rabbi Willig, you could you could turn the tins over, turn them over, and then put them on a hot plate and put the food on top of that. That's kind of like kedera agave kedera. But according to the Prima Gadin, who says you need food on bottom, so why would you be mako in this case? So, because the chicken on the top of the tins, not going to get yad so ledispo. So therefore, the hakzara doesn't even begin. And Ravadi says, doesn't as we go by the chicken, if water could get that hot, so then it would also be a problem. And therefore, what Ravadi suggests is that you could set it up. See, the shaila is, could you put something on before Shabbos? Could you put something on before? In other words, Ravadi says you could, there's a whole shaila of putting on Shabbos clocks, timers. So Ravadi says you could set the timer for 11 a.m., put it on 10:30, and then it's okay. Rav the Chazon Ish doesn't go, he says you can't do that. But according, you can't put the food on knowing that it's going to go on Shabbos. According to Ravadi, it's not an issue, and therefore you set the clock. Then, so that's the inverted tins on the hot plate. And you have Avadji Yosef, it's a big Kiddush, that a blech itself is considered kedera al gabe kedera. And therefore, it's not mechzik mavash, where Ravadi doesn't go for it, even, and he is Svardi. So if you're a chassid of Ravadji Yosef, I guess you could rely on it. And Rav Shachta points out, b'diavad, we have a general klal, if some poskim say it's mutter, even though we don't usually go with that, but b'diavad, if someone wanted the food that way, it wouldn't be a problem. Then you have, there's a famous heter from Rav Soloveitchik from Boston about taking out on the fridge on the blech, but that has to do, it's based on a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi writes, if it's on the blech from the beginning of Shabbos, so then there's no need for the four conditions of Agzara. So, because it looks like it's one continuation. So if you had it on there during the beginning of Shabbos, so then it's okay. And so he says, then you leave it on, and then later on, then you put it back in the fridge, and then you put it back on. Rav Shachta thinks that's a big chiddush, because Yerushalmi seems to be talking about you leave it on, you take it off for a couple of minutes, a half an hour, and then you're going to put it back on. To leave it 12 hours isn't so simple, but that was the heter of Soloveitchik, of putting food on the blech if it was on the fire beforehand. And what about ovens? Just about most poskim say not to put food back in the oven, because it's, according to Rav Wolig, it's by definition, it's mixei kamavasho. Over a body, others say, because the blech is only good, definitely it's only good if it diminishes the heat. But in the oven, it doesn't do it the way it's set up. It's not really a blech, and therefore, it's a problem. And then another way, other posts can bring down, if you start getting a Gentile, so a Shvus to Shvus, to mak a mitzvah, so therefore, you're able to go ahead and warm up the food. So we discussed the issue of Shehiyah, the Machokes, the Chananya, and the Chachamim, but the Rabbanim, but the Nimavasho called Tzarcho, or Macho Ben Josai, Machokes Aposke, Mishnah Brura, others are Machmir, Chasinish is Mako, the Ramah seems to be Mako. If you make it with Macho Ben Josai, that's fine. Step two, if we pass like the Rabbanim, since it's a suffix, how would you warm up according to the Chachamim, or you need a blech? The blech will make it like a, you know, group of a katum, covered up. The question is, what do you have to cover up? Machokas Ramosha of Aaron Cutler, fire itself, or the Naz, or a body is not clear that these may not have to be Chazal. It was a different setup, so maybe there's no takana on that. So that's the issue of a suvi. We said if it's cooked before, so therefore you can have the chananya. You have revara and kugel, you can cover up. And then the issue of hadmana, that it is, seems to be a problem. It's totally enclosed. It's still in a kli rishon. It's kavana lahatmin. However, the chazanis is a chiddush, or I don't know, chiddush, it's a machokas, how you learn the Gemara in Shabbos. He learns that the Gemara, he heard that mixas is a problem. And therefore, the Gemara can't be saying, no, it must be a special halacha that if it's surrounded by water, it's okay. The Mishnah Berurah is chole. Then we discussed about Hagzara. If you want to, that's good for Friday night. You do Hagzara, you have the Bishul called Tzarcho, Das Hagziro, the fire, etc. solids. So that will help you Friday night. What about Shabbos day? So there's either Kedera, Gabi Kedera. The Prima Gunna says the bottom pot. Should have some food. Then you have the hot plate. Rav Ulik says you could put the food directly on the hot plate. It's not Mexico Mavasho. Many don't like it. Rabadi or Rav Feinstein, you know, since it can get yad to let us bow, and according to Rabadi, even if water we get it, it's enough to define it, so therefore it's a problem. So what would you do? So some would say you just invert tints on top of the hot plate, and therefore, so according to, it's a kedera agave kedera, or according to the Prima Gunna, it might be a problem. So perhaps it's not going to get yad to let us bow, so it won't be a problem at all. So what you could do is everybody says you set the timer, you put everything on before, and then you at 10:30 the timer goes on at 11, and after that's okay, the chasinish would not go for you, you can't do that. And then we had the issue of Rav Vadi Yosef. He says the blech is kedera gabi kedera, and therefore it's not mixing kumavasho. That's a big kulia even for Svar, and Rav Vadi who's Svar doesn't go for it. But b'di'eved, the poskim write that as a general rule, if there's some poskim say it's mutas, Rav Shachter says you could rely on Avadi Yosef b'di'eved if you're in someone's house and that's how they warmed it up. We have the Rav Setter from Boston about as long as the food was on the blech, was on the fire, it was on the blech from before, from the beginning of Shabbos, so then it's kind of like it was always part of it. It's difficult to say that 12 hours later, but that was the Hetter of the Rav, and then the issue of the oven, it's not an easy problem because it mixes like a mavasho by definition or because the blech doesn't diminish heat, so it doesn't help. Or you have the heter of shvist to shvist, the makam mitzvah, to have a non-Jew warm up the food for you.